Incel extremists sentenced to life over Toronto van attack that killed 10. By Chris Tomlinson on June 15, 2022. Alec Manassian, a radicalized incel who killed 10 people in a van attack in downtown Toronto in April of 2018, has been sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole for 25 years. The Superior Court in Toronto handed down the sentence to Manassian on Monday, with Justice Anne Malloy sentencing Manassian to life in prison with no parole for 25 years after he was found guilty last year of 10 counts of first-degree murder and 16 counts of attempted murder. A total of 8 women and 2 men died immediately following the attack, which took place on April 23, 2018, and another victim, Amaresh Tesfamariam, died 3 years after the attack in November of last year and had been hospitalized for that entire period, CBC reports. Manassian initially pled not guilty to the murders in November of 2020, with his lawyer Boris Bitensky arguing that his client was not responsible due to his state of mind at the time of the attack. Following his arrest, Manassian had told investigators, "I feel like I accomplished my mission," and spoke of his participation in an online subculture known as incels, short for involuntarily celibate. Some incel groups and communities have been linked to other attacks, and much of the anger of members of those communities are directed at women. Manassian himself admitted that he used the van in the attack in order to inspire others to carry out attacks and spoke of an incel rebellion on social media minutes prior to his attack. During the sentencing of Manassian, Judge Malloy noted that the sentence was not a 25-year sentence but a life sentence, despite the fact that Manassian will be eligible to apply for parole in 25 years. She stated that the enormity of his crime will be considered in any parole hearing. Previously, Crown prosecutors had wanted to seek consecutive life sentences for Manassian during his trial, which was held in 2020, but the Supreme Court of Canada ruled last month that it was unconstitutional for judges to apply sentences consecutively rather than concurrently. The sentencing of Manassian had been postponed for over a year until after the Supreme Court ruling, and some of the victims of the attack expressed outrage at the ruling itself. Kathy Riddell, one of the victims of Manassian's attack, expressed anger that the court ruled consecutive life terms met the definition of cruel and unusual punishment, stating, "I'll tell you what cruel and unusual punishment is. It's an innocent person being murdered. It's an innocent person being maimed or an innocent person having their life ripped apart. That is cruel and unusual punishment," she said, and added, "I'm ashamed of our country. And I'm ashamed of our court system for doing what they did." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.